Moving on now to our next story. Lebanon is mourning the deaths of three staffers of Al-Manar TV a day after they were killed by militants in the Syrian city of Maaloula. The funeral of Al-Manar correspondent Hamza Al-Haj Hassan has been held in Baalbek in the Bekaa Valley. A funeral was also held for Al-Manar cameraman Mohamed Mantash in Kafar Sis village in Nabatiya. A third ceremony will be held on Wednesday for journalist Halim Alau. The journalists were killed on Monday, hours after Syrian government forces retook several towns, including Maaloula in Ghalamun on the border with Lebanon. Let's get more now from Lamis Karut, a correspondent in Beirut with us with all the latest. So, Lamis, of course, very unfortunate news for the Lebanese people and, you know, for the journalistic community as a whole concerning the dangers that they're facing. Tell us about the reactions that this news has been getting.
Yes, definitely. Actually, the funeral processions took place today, first for the Al-Manar reporter Hamza Hash Hassan in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley in the Baalbek region in his village. Also, another funeral took place in Lebanon south in Kfar Sir for Mohamed Mantash, the cameraman. And there's going to be a funeral procession tomorrow for the technician Halim Alawai. Now, as you see, thousands of people attended this funeral as they chanted slogans saying, "At your service, O Zainab, at your service, oh Hussein," as well as a prayer was led as well in the funerals. As you can see, at the same time, these colleagues were murdered yesterday on Monday while in Syria, in the Syrian town of Maaloula, when they were covering the news stories. When their car came to ambush by Takfiri militants in Syria, three people died from Al-Manar and two others were injured. Now, thankfully, the two other crew members from Al-Manar that were injured are in stable conditions. They were brought back to Lebanon and they are currently in Lebanon hospitals. This latest incident is really just an indication about the Takfiri threat in the region, if you allow me to say. These crew members had press logos all around their car, so it was very clear they were innocent civilians. At the same time, they were under attack. They didn't have any guns, any bullets, any weapons. They just had a pen and paper to go to report about the government recovering the town of Maaloula. And really, as journalists, I mean, there's a lot of responsibilities. I headed out to Al-Manar headquarters today in Beirut, and the colleagues were very sad about the news and told me that even though they did lose maybe one of their favorite colleagues, but he's still here in spirit, and they congratulate him for being a martyr. And they said not just Al-Manar TV lost a journalist, but at the same time, all of Lebanon and all of the Arab world. And of course, as you know, for Al-Manar TV, this isn't the first incident of attack they've been under. They've been the victim of attack for the past years now. In 2006, their building was fully destructed by the Israeli occupation, by the Israeli army. At the same time, in 1993, they had two soldiers, two journalists that were killed by Israeli occupation forces. So Al-Manar, the television, stands for resistance, whether it is resistance against Israeli occupation or resistance against the Takfiris that we're currently seeing here in the region. And it's really unfortunate that journalists now are under a threat. You know, they are portraying a message. If you want, these journalists were portraying this message of what's happening in Maaloula. And as you know, the Takfiris, what they've done in Maaloula, whether it being bringing down church bells, whether it being them destructing churches or breaking the statue of Virgin Mary. And it's sad that journalists that are just going to say the truth, to portray the truth, are under this kind of threat. And Syria, as you know, now is designated as the most dangerous place in the world for media workers. And of course, Press TV's correspondent Maya Nasser was attacked in Damascus by militants in 2012 and died this way, of course. And this attack, this latest move, has really brought a lot of condemnation here in Lebanon. Even critics of Hezbollah have criticized this move or condemned this move. Lebanese President Michel Sleiman has called it a cowardly act or this terrorist act, as well as other 14 March officials as well.
Lamis Karuta, correspondent in Beirut there. Thank you very much.